Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following Columbus farmer Phil Davey from planting to harvest. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Phil delights in his last season ever of flood irrigating. It takes him 3 weeks to get over 130 acres of spring wheat, and during that time, he's manually moving a patchwork of interlinking pipes several times a day. Right after harvest, he's swapping out his flood irrigation system for center pivots, which will free up his time and which don't soak the ground.
Some crops don't like flood irrigation because they don't like wet feet. With a pivot, you're putting down maybe a half inch every time that pivot goes around.
That means Phil can grow a wider variety of crops, which will help him manage plant diseases when he turns to no-till farming. It doesn't work well with flood irrigation because the water needs flat, bare ground to get where it needs to go. But pivots act like sprinklers and can handle residue left behind. Ironically, the pivots that allow for no-till mean farmers may, in fact, use the pivots less.
Say you had a barley field or a wheat field that you left the residue on, and we get all the snow this winter, and the spring didn't show up for quite a while, and we keep getting moisture and more moisture. And when you leave that residue, it holds moisture very well, which in Montana's arid climate is usually a really good thing. And pivots cost money to turn on because you have electricity costs for pumping and moving them. So if you have water there already, the less your costs will be to run the pivot.
Farmers all over the West are turning to no-till because of its promise to lower labor and fuel costs and improve soil health. But the residue from last year's crop that allows soil to store water more readily and host living organisms is the same stuff that can potentially encourage fungus and bacterial diseases of plants.
A lot of the disease pressures will come when there's minimal rotation, but a lot of times on irrigated, our rotations are pretty small because of the dollars. For me right now, I have corn and wheat. So with a pivot, I could put, say, soybeans or some other crop and have a little better rotation.
Compared with flood irrigation, center pivots distribute the water more uniformly and efficiently, sustainably even.
That's a tricky word in the ag world. Well, the thing about farmers is we want to take care of our ground as good as possible because something that you take care of very well will usually take care of you. A lot of people's goal is to leave their place better for the next generation.
Farming is infinitely complicated, an intangible mix of pride of place and common sense.
Say you're a no-till operation and you end up tilling the ground. You probably didn't want to do it, but some factor in there caused you to change your mind and say, okay, for right now, the best thing that I can do is till the ground. You don't just go out and do that for no reason because it costs money. And farming right now, the markets aren't the greatest, so any money that you can keep in your pocket is a good thing.
It's not just the markets making a dent in farmers' incomes this year. The weather's definitely been a complicating factor. Sometimes farmers decide it's too late to plant because they've missed key federal crop insurance dates for sales or spring planting. But for Phil, it's simply because the ground is too wet to plant his sunflowers. It's a bummer.
Because it's a crop that I see benefit growing, I have the seeds sitting in the shop, and I'm just unable to get in.
Phil likes to follow sunflowers with wheat. It's a weed control thing. He can spray herbicide on his sunflowers, broadleaf crops, to control grassy weeds, which he can't spray when they grow in the wheat. It's sulfagrass. And although he has fewer acres of crop this year than he'd like, it's actually the general public that's the most upset.
Oh, no, we were going to have senior pictures taken out there or something. You'll see just people driving by just to look at them. It's pretty crazy. There's just something about them.
Next week, we'll see if Phil's corn is in fact knee-high by the 4th of July, the way the old phrase goes.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. Theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.